This season of My First Dungeon is sponsored by MythWorks. We absolutely loved working with MythWorks on our recent season of The Wild Sea, and we are thrilled to be working with them again on Slug Blaster. Our goal with this season is to make you fall in love with Slug Blaster just as much as we have. And if you do, you can go to myth.works and use the promo code MFD2025 to get 20% off your own copy of Slug Blaster. Again, that's code MFD2025. And also, on April 29th, MythWorks is launching a backer kit campaign for the first official Slug Blaster expansions. It's called Slime, Warp, and Solder, and it's a three-pack of fluorescent zines that will make your Slug Blaster sessions grosser, trippier, and radder than ever. So check out the link in the description or search for Slug Blaster, Slime Warp, and Solder on BackerKit to pre-save that campaign. And with that, let's blast some slugs! Hello and welcome to My First Dungeon, the tabletop role-playing podcast that helps game masters learn new games and make each one better than the last. This is our session zero for a brand new season playing a brand new game. What season is this, you ask? What game are we playing, you ask? Well, how about I give you a little bit of an intro?
Slug blasting. It's dangerous. It's stupid. It's got parent groups in a panic.
And it's the coolest thing ever. Tune in this season on My First Dungeon as five angsty teens deal with nagging parents, quantum centipedes, circuit bent ray guns, hoverboard tricks, and trying to be cool in Slug Blaster.
I think I'm in the wrong spot. I gotta go. I gotta get out of here.
Slug Blaster is a game about teenagehood, giant bugs, circuit bent ray guns, hoverboard tricks, and trying to be cool. I am Brian Flaherty, and I will be the game master, or should I say the slug master, for this season. And I am joined
gross
ew, dude.
Ew. Master like those it. Slugs.
I will be your slug master for this season, and I'm very excited to introduce our crew of angsty teen slug blasters who will be kickflipping over some quantum centipedes this season. First up, you've heard them on My First Dungeon as Jaimel from Die and Savali from Paint the Town Red. It is our resident chaos engine, Shanuk Fasera.
Hey!
Hi, guys.
How's it going?
I'm good.
You ready to kickflip some stuff?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, why not? Next up, you know her as Maria St. James from Orbital Blues and Izora from The Wild Sea. She's the editor of the many-sided newsletter, and subscribe now if you don't already. And also, my beautiful wife, Abigail Hepworth.
Aww.
Baby. Baby.
Wow, wow, wow.
The oh best my. Thing about it is that as an audio-only medium, no one can deny that I'm beautiful.
No one would. Aww.
And if they do, I will fight them in the streets.
Yeah. Ooh, no. And Brian has to kill them legally.
Legally. Just gotta blast them with slugs.
And rounding out the many-sided media team, we have the co-host of Talk of the Table and GM of The Wild Sea, Elliot Davis.
Radical!
I hate you. I hate you so much.
Hi!
How's it going?
Oh, it's going. I'm ready to slug blast and blast slug.
Let's blast some slugs. Next up, making a return to My First Dungeon, is one of our absolute favorite people to play with. They're a writer of Epic Games, Lego Fortnite, and a cast member on Dropout, Bitcherton, and on previous seasons of this very show, where she played Mr. Tumbo in Nine Lives to Valhalla and Eli O'Connor in Orbital Blues. It is Carolyn Page. Nailed it.
Hello, everyone. Really botched that one, but I am so happy to be here.
So happy to have you. It's been a little while.
Yeah. It feels like just yesterday.
Just yesterday, we were playing some death metal Viking cats.
Oh, yeah.
And finally, making her My First Dungeon debut, She's a professional chef, cookbook author, and a player on the Annie-nominated Actual Play, Die Replay, and Fun City. It is Jen De La Vega.
Tubular.
Yeah.
This game just really makes me want to rewatch the Rocket Power episode where they go to the Hawk's Nest.
Oh.
Where they've got to like do all the weird tricks to get into Tony Hawk's like secret mansion. It's the best episode of television.
We should just recreate that.
We honestly, maybe we will. Welcome, everybody. How are you guys feeling about playing some Slug Blaster?
Well, that's good.
Tubular, man.
I feel flavor blasted, slug flavor.
Sluggy.
Slimy.
Oh, wait, that's not good.
That's slimy. What I was
there's
for.
A hot topic.
Slimy.
Oh, you know there's a hot topic.
There has to be a Spencer's and a hot topic. Yes.
Not only is there Spencer's. The hot topic of like Earth, there's also all the different dimensions and worlds we're going to be visiting. All of them have their own version of Hot Topic.
Hell yeah.
Scorched, what's a synonym for topic?
Subject.
Scorched subject.
Honestly,
not the worst name.
Yeah. I'd buy an anime shirt from there. Yeah.
I would absolutely buy an anime shirt from there. So for anyone who is not yet aware of what Slug Blaster is, there's a bit in the book that I really love that I read aloud during our interview with the designer, Mikey Ham. And I want to read again because I think it perfectly encapsulates why I'm so excited about Slug Blaster. And I think it'll give you a good idea of the vibe of this game. Listen, hard science fiction is great. Paper was invented so Neal Stephenson could use 60 pages to explain orbital mechanics, but that's not Slug Blaster. Slug Blaster is about cool words and pretty colors. It's about planar eclipses and neon slime. It's about slabs of falling crystal landing to create a ramp at the exact moment someone needs the 360 of our chasm filled with pink lava. Now, if that doesn't get you excited, what will?
Yeah.
I like pink lava.
What is that? Ooze?
Ooh. Parents don't understand my love of ooze.
Do you remember the Power Rangers movie with ooze?
The Power Rangers movie was awesome.
Oh.
Yeah, where they were, where the guy told the kids to throw it at their parents so it would mind control them.
Ivan Ooze.
What?
Ivan Ooze.
Oh, Ivan Ooze was the villain of that.
You guys, I feel like a sleeper agent. This is unlocking so much memories for me.
Say this is not registering for me, but I'm also okay with it based on what I've heard so far.
We're going to watch the Power Rangers movie right after this.
She's so young.
Baby.
She's 18.
I'm 18.
But okay, crossover episode.
Crossover episode.
We should slug blast through some of the other mini-sided media shows. That
there
would
we
be
go.
Fun. Like Dimension.
We'll take a quick stop in a Bitcherton.
Yeah.
We'll have some of the slug blasters do an interview on Talk of the Table.
They'd fit right in at Yazeba.
Fit right in at Yazeba's bed and breakfast.
With bones.
So this is going to be a game that is very much about like teen angst as much as it is about kick-flipping over some quantum centipedes. And to start us off, there are some great tone questions in this book that will help us define kind of what the tone of our game is going to be. Because there's a lot of ways that this subject could kind of be seen. So the first one is, what does this world look like more? Is this Stranger Things? Is it Into the Spider-Verse? Is it Adventure Time?
Three delicious flavors.
I know. Ooh,
like visually?
Think like visually, but also like Adventure Time kind of has, it's very whimsical, like it kind of Looney Tunes logic for a lot of it. Stranger Things gets a lot more dark. So, you know, where on that spectrum do we want our game of Slug Blaster to fall?
I guess in my mind, I've been picturing it like Goosebumps meets Lisa Frank.
Like, yes.
Peak 90s. Just like shit's weird.
That's so
and
perfect.
But it's like epic. And there's just, but there's also like fantastical.
So, yeah.
Shit
so you're
happening.
Saying it's a Neapolitan ice cream of the three.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess exactly. It's like the Venn
Why
diagram.
One scoop
of
each,
of
please.
Hey, I don't mind three scoops of ice cream when one would do.
And can you just violently mash it together?
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Okay.
Yeah.
Really squish
Make them all
it.
Kiss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Stranger Spider-Verse time.
Yeah.
Stranger Spider-Verse.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here's another question that I think is good to kind of set the tone of like what we can do within the world. So we're going to be going to different dimensions. We're going to be facing off against like quantum centipedes, weird slugs, crazy monsters. If a kid tosses a salt packet from their lunchbox at a giant slug, is that just a cute little joke that we all laugh at? Or is that actually an effective attack? Could this monster be defeated like with the power of a song? Or do we want it to have more like rich consequences to it?
Ooh, I do love the power of a song.
The power of a song sounds so funny.
Are we doing a musical season? Are we doing
I'm
a rock
gonna riot.
Musical?
No musical.
No one wants to hear me sing, no. So I will always veto a musical season. So don't you worry, Shadouk.
Is it like, can we use creative problem solving that's like not mechanical? Is that the idea?
I think we definitely want to be able to use creative problem solving, but is it, again, this is going towards like the Looney Tune logic of it. Is it like, if you're trying to, you know, destroy a slug, do you have to use your like ray gun or some kind of like larger thing?
No.
Or could it be something really goofy like, I've got one tiny salt packet
and
that is effective against a 40-foot slug?
I think it would do some damage for sure.
Maybe two salt packets.
Yeah. Okay, two. Yeah. Okay, copy that. I'll write it
like,
down.
Or maybe it would like one, blind it.
One
or something.
Salt packet per
square foot.
One cube of slug. Yeah.
That's just science. Maybe it depends on like which, because we're kind of dimension hopping in this, right?
Yeah.
So maybe different dimensions have like different rules about that. Oh. And maybe there's one dimension where it's like, and that's a different way to get the different flavors of the game in. Like maybe there's one dimension where it's like it's more like Stranger Things and everything's like kind of dark and more realistic. And then there's one that's like full Looney Tunes where like, yeah, you just do one grain of salt and this huge monster you start to fight is defeated.
I love that.
That, I love that too.
Cool. So once again, you guys have not narrowed anything down for me. Yes, you say you want a platter of everything, and that's fine. And that's fine.
I want a sampling, Ryan.
Everything.
Yeah. You want a sample platter. Please. I understand.
8 episodes.
I definitely want some Looney Tunes.
The last like big thing I kind of want to talk about is like death in this game. So in general, the game specifically says to discourage murder. Like, we're not going to be killing each other. And I don't think that, like, any of our player characters are going to die. Like the worst thing that happens is, like, kind of like a season-ending injury type thing. But is, like, the world of slug blasting and, like, going to other places, have, like, former slug blasters died? Is that, like, an urban legend that's happened? Is that something that really happens?
Yeah.
And also, like, if you're getting,
Yes.
Yeah. Yes to the yes.
Was there more? Or it was just an enthusiastic yeah.
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 I think it makes for an awesome story for us to look up to people who have perished.
It kind of has the vibe, like I feel like every extreme sport has to have that.
Yeah.
Like the story of the people who went too big,
like
too hard.
The idea of there being like an element of what's the word I'm looking for? Like legend to it of like, maybe that person really did die doing a cool thing or something, but like the version of it that gets told is like but could that really be it? Or whatever, you know, like a combo of truth and fiction.
Did he really jump over all of the diamond fields? Is that possible?
Yeah. Were there really 10 super slugs or was it only?
Totally.
I like that the urban legend part of it too, because I think in any moral panic where there's like parents, like going back to D&D when it first started, like and video games I think is a great example now, like there's no negative effects, like it's simply a good thing that like a group of kids who maybe don't fit in anywhere else really like, and then parents are like, that's the devil. And so there's not really adverse effects, and that's like so frustrating for kids because they're like, no really, it's cool and good.
Like, we're good, man. Please don't take this away from me.
Yeah.
Get away from us.
But I like Jen's idea too, if there's a couple legends that are like, they went big and maybe they just like, they never came back because they actually found a reality that's like just beaches and Mai Tais and they're like, this rules. I'm going to stay here and everyone can think I'm dead.
That is the thing about this game that I really like that I was reading into. If there's like, there's a map that details like which dimensions are connected to each other, but some of them only have like like, you guys might not always know the portals that are two ways, and some portals might only be one way. Like, you might have to go into a place not knowing how you're getting back.
Whoa.
Which is, like, really exciting to me. Like, that that kind of exploration seems really cool.
I like it.
And then the last thing kind of to do with, like, death or violence in this game. So everyone's going to, in general, like, have a ray gun that is, like, used for self-defense and stuff. The two things there, is it chill to blast another human or another, like, being? And then, like, how chill is it to blast a giant bug?
Depends on if the bug can talk.
I know. Then, like, we're blasting, because that's unnatural.
Sentient bugs, so it's more questionable.
Yeah, because if it can talk, I don't want that competition. Human supremacy.
Yeah. Oh, with copy, it's xenophobic. Yeah, got it, got it.
Yes.
I don't feel like we should shoot humans. Maybe in, like,
cool with that. Yeah.
Unless we can set our ray guns to stun.
Or tickle.
Yeah.
You could definitely set your ray guns to stun.
Making someone go unconscious is fine. Yeah. But
killing them, that's fucked up.
That's yeah, not great.
I want to say there is a line between those two things.
That's like in the Spider-Man video game where he's like, and now the cops are going to come get you. I was like, you just hit that man into a wall like he's dead.
You've murdered him, and now you're fleeing the scene.
Yeah.
Spider-Man, what are you doing?
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. Well, that kind of gets us on our general tone for, like, the vibe of this game. The next thing I want to do is some of our, like, very specific safety tools that we use on My First Dungeon. The first one is, as all the players already know, we use the X card. So if, for anyone who's not aware, the X card is if at any time we're playing and we're narrating something and anyone feels uncomfortable or just, like, doesn't want it in the fiction, if you were playing at a physical table, you'd tap a physical card that has an X on it. Since we're recording this digitally, you could either type an X in the chat or just, like, you could either say it out loud or give an X with your hands in front of your body. And then we'll just, like, undo what we did, you know, talk it through it and recalibrate the story so that we're not playing in a space that anyone's not interested in playing in. And that can kind of be for any reason, even if it's just something like, hey, this is not that fun. X card it. We move on and find something new that is.
Excellent.
And the second main tool we use is called lines and veils. Lines are things we definitely don't want in the world, so the hard line. And veils are things we're okay with having in the world, but they're kind of behind a veil. They're off screen. They're off to the side. Lines we're never going to cross on My First Dungeon, like racism, sexual violence, transphobia, homophobia, just like anything that's not fun in the real world, we're not going to play it in having a game. But does anyone else have any lines or veils for this game that you'd like either on mic or off mic to share with the group?
No kneecap stuff.
No kneecaps.
No teeth stuff.
No teeth stuff.
No teeth, okay. No kneecaps.
No, this is good.
Was one I
yeah,
remember.
No loogie hocken. Like, I mean, you can say you spit, but just don't describe it, please. So yeah. That's more of a veil.
Don't do copy. The sound effect.
Loogies exist in the world.
Loogies exist, but, like, let's not get into the gory details.
I'm going to follow that up in a similar vein with no, like, burping into the microphone. You can, like, describe a burp, but don't do it because that makes me feel so sick. That happens. Please don't. Thank
very
you.
Fair. Very fair. And as always, you know, lines and veils, this is a free-flowing conversation. So if during the course of this game or any game you play at home, you realize something has become a line or a veil, or maybe something that was a line or veil you're okay with exploring more, it's an open conversation. So we'll revisit this kind of as we play. But with that stuff out of the way, you guys want to build some slug blasters?
Yay!
Okay. Yay!
Let's do it!
Let's fucking do it! To start us off, let's start with the Grit playbook played by Carolyn Payne.
Yeah.
As the grittiest person here, that's me.
Carolyn is
could
from
play
Philadelphia.
Smooth like southern grits.
Oh my God.
Oh.
Delicious.
Love.
Shrimp and grits.
I just want to read a little bit from the book of what the grit is. You have focus, patience, and resilience. You spend hours practicing the same hoverboard trick over and over until it is perfect, and your gear is organized, well-maintained, and as durable as you are. Play as the Grit if you want to take lots of slams, have lots of boost, be the dependable one in the crew, and solve problems with precision, hard work, and dedication. So, Caro.
Yeah.
To start off, let's look at your personality. What do you know about your character so far? Do you have any ideas coming in?
I want, in my real life, I'm not an athlete. And I thought, let's do it. Let's play out that power fantasy. So I just like, I think that this character, I don't have a name for them yet. I'm hoping to find it through today's session. Like, I think this character is a really good slug blaster, but not the best. Like, I recently, for the first time, watched Cars, which is seminal film. It's a great movie and really resonated with that one. And so I just think that, like, I've probably competed in some, like, big-time races, but I've never come in first. And except maybe once, that's again gets into like the faction later. Can I talk about that now? Is that something? I feel like I'm jumping around. I'll talk about that later.
Let's keep it on the character for now, and then we'll jump into factions.
Yeah. So that's basically it. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And then I was hoping to roll. They have so many cool, like, random tables in the book that I really wanted to roll up a character on Mike and see what I get.
Yay.
Yeah. Do you want to the first table in here is your look. Do you want to roll 2d6 for your look?
Okay, I got a 3 and a 5. Okay, so 3 and 5. Ooh, androgynous, love it.
Boom. Nice.
Shout out to my haircut. I'm just gonna literally roll it myself. Okay, so I'm androgynous. When I first learned the word androgyny in middle school, I liked it so much that I like, and the concept of it, I like. Cut out a magazine picture of like 2 androgynous models and just had the word androgyny like in like a clear binder. Like, I just loved it. I was like, wow, what incredible.
That's so
very good. Very, very good.
That is true teenage. Mm-hmm.
I didn't have a word for being bisexual then, uh-huh. Or non and non-binary bisexual. Yeah. I didn't know.
If you want to roll again on the look table, you can.
Ooh.
Oh, tight.
Yeah, mix it up, get a couple things.
Okay, this time I got a 5 and a 4. 5 and a 4. Androgynous, jewelry, tight. Oh my god, this is literally me. Okay, just like tons of bracelets, like stacked bracelets. You know the type. Nose piercing. Is next the family table?
Yeah, let's roll on the family table.
Great. Okay, a 3 and a 3. So I will be, a supportive family.
You sound really happy about that.
No, I mean, kind of liking that because I think it's, like, funny. Like, I was like this. Like, when I went through my rebellious phase, I was like, I have nothing to rebel against. Like, I've been, this is, my parents love
Your
me.
Your parents are like, sure, honey, whatever.
Yeah,
which
they
is,
were.
Which is almost worse. You're like, no, I want to fight against you.
Yeah.
It's so cute.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, you got a nice supportive family. The next thing on this list is bonds. We're going to be having every character here is going to have a bond with one of the other players here. So you're like directly connected in some way. Let's save that for last. So we have a little idea of everybody first and then we'll do bonds.
Yeah.
The next thing that we're going to do for you is your traits. So these are specifically on your playbook. You have a number of traits you can choose from. I believe you get to pick one.
Okay, cool.
So you have 5 potential traits you can choose from as the Grit. Either patient, sacrifice your body, diligent, walk it off, or a skill that you've been practicing. So you can choose a specific skill and you get bonuses based
sick.
On it.
I think that I kind of am drawn to the skill. If this would help you with an action, you can mark 1 trouble to upgrade. You know what? I'm gonna take walk it off.
Walk it off. You gain 1 extra slam box. Mark 1 style every time you take a slam.
Yeah. Dang. I'm gonna take that's walk great. It off. Because I think that's an important, that's just like, I'm so tough.
That's very cool. Yeah, you're just absolutely, you you're going for it every time. You're not the best, and you're falling more than everybody else, but God damn it, you're going to get it done.
Maybe not more than everybody else.
fair.
Just not more than definitely more than like the best.
I really like the grit being someone who can take a lot more hits, but it's like, I'm going to opt out. Like, I just because I can doesn't mean I need to.
Yeah.
A specific thing for the grit playbook. So every playbook has what's called an attitude. This is kind of like your base power-ups that you have access to. The grit has 3 boost and 1 kick. Boost are essentially bonus d6s you can add to rolls to try to do better. Kick is a resource you can spend to up the impact of your action. So if you're trying to kickflip over 1 chair, you might just roll a regular action roll. If you're trying to kickflip over 10 chairs, you might need to spend a boost you might need to spend a kick in order to get that extra kick to make that massive trick.
Tight.
So you'll be able to like do better at things by rolling more dice, but you won't necessarily have as much natural kick as other players might.
Cool.
Kara, the last thing before we do your signature equipment is your vibe. There's a vibe table on the grid playbook. Do you want to roll on that? See what you get?
Yeah. That's a 2. Oh, perfect. Oh, my God. My guy's so hot. So my vibe is 2, which is never smile, which is so hot. I wish I smiled less.
Heartbreaker.
Every time I meet a Russian person, I'm like, you're so cool.
Every time I smile, I consider it a personal failure.
Never smile tight.
Hell yeah. So the next thing to do is to pick your signature piece of equipment.
Yes.
There are a bunch of cool things. These will be like your setup. So some examples are powered armor, reality cannon, Rift Ninja sneakers, gravity blaster, Nega friction sword. Which of these stood out to you? What were you thinking?
Okay, I have a couple. So if someone was thinking about one of these, like I really don't want to take someone else's. But I was thinking about, because I'm so slug blaster focused, I know we're all slug blasters, but like I was thinking the kinetic deck or the hard light board for myself.
Go for it.
Cool.
Tight.
I want other things.
Okay, cool. I think I'm going to take the kinetic deck then.
The kinetic deck. Inertial sweepers and momentum cells have been standard in hoverboards for years, allowing higher top speeds for classic kick-push decks. Only recently have slug blasters discovered that a little ballast modification can break the laws of hoverboard physics completely.
What? And I think that can maybe be like tie into my character about why I've not maybe always finished at the top, because I've like either been tinkering with the board and like making mods to it that in a way that blows up, and like now I've perfected my board to be totally awesome.
Hell yeah.
Or like I was trying out new models and stuff.
Yeah, this is a board that lets you like go fast over weird terrains, lets you do a lot of weird stuff to it. So every piece of signature equipment for all the playbooks, for all the characters, you start with having 2 bonus boost and 2 bonus kick you'll be able to spend on runs. And there are also a list of mods that you can do as you gather different component pieces. You can spend them to upgrade your board or upgrade your piece of signature equipment. So be looking at those throughout the game, because you might be able to get some really cool fucking stuff that you can modify
to
be. Caro, before I ask you the hardest question, is there anything else you want to add to your character?
I don't think so. I think I'm feeling pretty good. Like, just a classic androgynous teen. Maybe I'll be a little slouchy. I'll be slouchy and like kind of tall and like have like big JNCO jeans.
Ooh,
on.
Yeah.
And just wear like a ton of, I have a nose ring. I'm androgynous. I wear a ton of bracelets. Maybe like several chokers, you know, like stacked chokers.
Let's go.
It like looks like you're wearing a turtleneck. There's just so many of them.
Yeah. And I think I want to have like my hair now, which is kind of like undercut with flopsy mop on top.
Hell yeah.
But it's like always like falling in one eye all the time.
Oh God, yeah.
And love then like I'm it. Always
oh, I love
like,
the one eye cover. Yeah.
I'm always like tossing it out of the way, like on the, you know, like the kids do.
Like the kids
like
do.
Like the youths.
person who doesn't smile and tosses their hat out of the way.
Damn.
I have a crush on myself.
Yeah.
Damn.
From The Incredibles. That's what I'm thinking of.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Big Violet from The Incredibles energy. Yes. Oh, my God. Oh, I love that. Except more androgynous.
Yes. It's just the bangs. It's just the bangs. Forget the rest of the hair.
So there's a bunch of extra stuff on your playbook. I'll like definitely check out what your arc looks like. These are you can spend style and trouble to like advance in your arc. We'll talk more about arcs later. Also, you've got like your style bonus, different things. So be sure to like check it out, see all the different tools and ways you can play.
Oh, I'm already eyeing some of those montages hardcore.
Hell yeah. The last question to ask is the hardest question. What's your name and what are your pronouns?
Okay, I think I'm going to have like a sports name, like a nom de guerre
nice.
Kind of thing.
Sure.
And inspired by a part, which you may or may not leave into the episode, I think my name's going to
be no.
Siren Stanfield.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Stanfield.
Not Stanfield. Stanfield.
Stanfield. Very important. There's a different famous Siren Stanfield.
Yeah.
But they're famous for lame reasons.
Yeah. They're a famous comedian in this world.
They're a sellout.
But like a Midwest, just like touring Idaho. Or
no,
touring
they have a
Illinois,
show about
Iowa.
Nothing, and it's the most popular show in the world. Oh, hey, yeah, Stanfield.
Yeah. And then what are Siren's pronouns?
Siren's gonna go with she, her.
And that is the grit, everybody.
Yay! So gritty.
Hell yeah, dog.
So gritty.
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 Next up, we got the guts. Shenouk to Sarah.
Gutsy.
Shenouk, let's start with your look. What's your look?
All right, I didn't use the table because I'm a coward. I got a bowl cut.
Yes!
Awesome.
Taped, it's like taped glasses, like a little sweater vest. Ugh. Wearing like little slacks and stuff, a belt.
Oh my God.
Shirts tucked in. One of those kids. Oh wait, did anyone else want
You're
to
my
do
best
that?
Friend.
No, you go for it.
You're good.
And if they did, it's too late because you got it first. Hell yeah. Tell me about your family.
I think my family is a bunch of like my parents are both like former Slug Blasters, love it. They are like, hell yeah, this is
Whoa,
awesome.
Oh, okay.
And I just want to go to school and read books and become an investment banker.
Oh my God.
Oh, no.
The anti-rebel.
No. Oh, no.
Okay.
I love it.
And they're like, please don't.
No son of mine.
This is going to be fun because the Guts playbook, I just want to read a little bit from the Guts playbook. You've got confidence, boldness, sass, and chutzpah. You bet on yourself, challenge conventions, throw caution to the wind, and go for broke. Play as the Guts if you want to take lots of big risks, do lots of tricks, play the loose cannon, and solve problems by making big moves and generally being God's gift to society.
I love that you're a prodigy and like the unwilling prodigy. You're just like yeah. so good at it. Like, whatever.
Fine.
Let me get back to studying now.
I want to be an investment banker. That's where all the money
oh my
is.
God.
That's great. Possible villain arc? Who's to say?
We'll see.
Oh no.
Villain arc.
Hell yeah. We're going to save the bond for later. Let's look at your traits. So first off, we have your attitude, whereas the grit had 3 boost and 1 kick to start, you have 1 boost and 3 kick. So you're going to have a lot of ways to make your tricks and your effects have more impact and be even cooler,
yeah.
but you're going to have less dice to help you get there.
Totally fine with me. Don't need dice when you're banking, baby.
That's what they say.
Sure thing.
So there are 5 traits you can pick from. You've got show off, snake, double dare, walking disaster, and raw talent. What would you like?
I feel like it would be a fun bit if I would only do things if I got dared to do them. And that's how you guys get me the slug blast with you.
You can't. Your ego is such that you cannot refuse a challenge.
So double dare is, instead of taking a dare, you can mark two trouble for plus two d6 or plus two kick to an action roll.
Yeah, I feel like...
And just to give you guys a little bit of a preview at what a dare is in this game, because this is also a mechanical thing. This is basically kind of like in Blades in the Dark, kind of like a devil's bargain. So you can, Chinook or anybody, you can offer me a dare of you could get plus one d6 for an action roll, plus one kick, you could clear one trouble. And in exchange, I get to have you possibly mark run trouble, introduce an extra problem, or gain some bite, which lets me kind of, you know, screw with you guys later. So you basically get to just double down on that every time you want to do it.
Yeah, okay.
I knew I'd get you.
Okay.
Hell yeah, double dare. Next thing to do is to pick your signature piece of gear, your signature equipment. Was anything speaking to you?
Did anyone want the Voidware backpack?
No.
It's perfect for you to have a backpack.
I like love that. You can store all your banking equipment in your backpack.
Oh,
it's full just of calculators. Your abacus. And abacus.
I gotta count.
You have multiple abacuses?
My
abacus.
Oh my god.
You gotta have the green lamp. The banker lamp.
Yeah, big time.
Abacus is a really good name.
Abacus.
Abacus is a great name.
Wow.
Abacus is a good name. Cool. Voidware backpack. You can store any amount of objects smaller than a person in your bag's pocket dimension. Roll to see if you happen to have a specific everyday item in there. Again, you're going to start with two extra boosts and two extra kick that you can use throughout runs. And there are a bunch of extra mods that you can look at that you can modify your backpack with throughout the game as you gain more components. Last thing, before we ask you the hardest question of making any character, any last things you want to add to your guy, your person?
I don't think we did vibe for you, Chinook.
Yeah,
oh, we didn't do vibe. Do you want to roll on the vibe
table? Yeah, I'll roll
table
on your little vibe table.
So aggressive. I love this nerd's attitude.
I'm so excited to play this game. Oh my god.
I love that number five on this vibe table is infected nipple ring.
Ew.
I hope that's what you get.
No.
Which would be insane for this character.
Oh boy, okay.
Always a random little blood spot on the shirt.
I got...
Ew.
Sorry.
Oh, God, ew.
I got... And I think this is pretty perfect. Wear your own merch.
Oh, shit.
Wear your own merch.
Yeah.
Is that like family merch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's rad. Great.
And then the hardest question, what's your character's name and what are their pronouns?
Rashane. And we're going to go he, they.
Nice.
Just a bonus thing. Since your parents are like big slug blasters,
yeah.
Do they have like what's the name of their merch company, or like what's the last name that is like, what would they be called by that like is the moniker that you are known by or whatever?
What a good question. Like what is their like merch company? Like what is their logo?
Yeah, like if you're wearing merch, like is there a name for their company? Is it just your last name?
Yeah.
Or is it a symbol, or like what is it?
It's just these two brown faces with their thumbs up, and it just says slug.
Slug. Ooh, I like it. Can
How
we
many
use a t-shirt?
I like the idea of that. Like, it doesn't necessarily have to be good as long as you're first.
Yeah,
like they got slug.
Is it slug with two G's?
Yeah.
Wow.
Slug thumbs up.
We're actually the Slug family. We started it.
Oh,
you started Slug Blast?
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, my dad's Mr. Slug.
Mr. Slug.
No, please,
Mr. Slug's my father.
You can just call me Mr.
Yeah. My mom is Mrs. Blaster.
That's so great. Hey. We take big swings here.
Yeah.
If you're going to be a famous slug blasting family, you're going to be the famous slug blasting family.
So then, wait, so then do you have a hyphenated last name?
Yeah.
Slug hyphen blaster?
Or is it blaster hyphen slug?
It's blaster hyphen slug.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
Oh, the blaster slugs.
Blaster slugs.
The old blaster slugs.
No relation.
And that, my dear friends, is the guts.
So goody.
Next up is the smarts of the group, Abigail Hepworth.
There's me, so smart.
The smarts, it's not about intelligence, it's about curiosity, love of learning, a fascination with the world and how it works, and a willingness to think about things from different angles.
Mm-hmm.
Play as the smarts if you want to explore and contribute to the setting, ask lots of questions, give lots of answers, mess around with a bunch of device mods, and solve problems in clever and creative ways.
Excellent.
Your attitude, you're going to get +2 boost and +1 kick, but you're going to get some interesting other stuff that'll round that up. So starting off with your look.
Yeah. Everything she's wearing is hand-me-downs. So she's got pretty ratty cargo shorts and like a long sleeve layered under an open Hawaiian shirt.
Oh my god.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Like frayed cuffs on the long sleeve.
Is it working or is it not?
It's really on the border.
It really depends on the light.
It really depends on the light, and sometimes you're in the spot where you're like, man, I can really see how threadbare those shorts are, and then other times you're like, damn, she looks vintage cool, man. She is wearing sneakers that have been around for so long that they've gone from being like the hot new thing to being so super lame to now being back in as being
rad.
Super cool vintage.
Are they like absolutely destroyed, or have they been like meticulously cared for?
I'm going to say they've been, she spent a lot of time like restoring them. They were worn, but gotcha. Not like super crazy or whatever. And then she took real pains to like put some work into making them look fresh again.
Love that.
Yeah.
What about your family?
My family is big and poor.
Big and poor.
She's the youngest of five, hence all the hand-me-downs. They are a collective of artists. They like to refer to themselves as a collective, not a family.
Oh. That's wholesome.
And everyone's kind of got like their own medium that they like to work with, and she's figuring hers out, but she's feeling self-conscious because she's a lot more into like tech and mods and stuff, which can, you know, if you do it right, it's an art and not a science, but it's also pure science.
I love the idea of a family of artists being like, no, don't go the tech route.
No. I mean, like, are you sure? That feels like it's got a lot of numbers involved when you could just like feel the vibes.
It's like instead of saying you can be a doctor or a lawyer, they're saying you can do oil paints or watercolors.
Yeah, they absolutely want her to skip college, but she's thinking about applying.
Oh,
wow.
Hey, this is a game about angst.
Mm-hmm.
Teen angst and fighting with your families.
Breaking with the mold.
Studious crew here.
We do. We're the nerds.
We're going to save your bond for after everyone's picked their characters. Let's do your vibe. Let's go and roll on that vibe table.
All right. Let's vibe it up, man. 2. Homeschool chic, baby.
Oh my god, perfect.
That really fits.
Wow, yeah. The dice don't lie.
I feel like, yeah, my parents definitely homeschool me, but they only teach me arts. Occasionally, English, like reading books.
You have to smuggle in hard science books.
Yeah.
You sneak into school.
I sneak into the local public school.
I also kind of like
to take science classes.
I like the idea of you sneaking into school and the truancy officers are like chasing you to get you out of school. They're like, wait a minute. What are you doing here?
You're enrolled here. Your parents don't pay taxes, so you can't come here. Also, where are they? Because they're also wanted.
Let's look at your traits. So you get to choose 1 of 5. You have lateral thinking, techno babble, power user, actually reads the manual, and know-how. What are you feeling?
Oh man, I'm deciding between actually reads the manual and lateral thinking. Lateral thinking is when you try a trick with a creative approach, mark one style, even on a failed roll. And actually reads the manual is you can break mods down to components and install new mods on the fly. It takes either an action roll or a few.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
A thing to think about with lateral thinking mm-hmm. is Your style bonus is you get plus one style after runs where you show creativity and curiosity.
Mm-hmm.
So if you take that, you're getting that plus one style bonus like both ways.
Oh,
lateral thinking.
Hell yeah.
We'll be artsy with it.
She's so lateral.
She's so lateral.
Why can't you be more lateral?
Next thing to think about is your signature piece of gear. What's striking your fancy?
Ooh, again, if Jen or Elliot, if one of you wanted this, let me know. I was thinking the reality cannon.
Oh, so far no one has hit the one
so
I want.
Yeah, so far no one hit what I want.
I love it. The reality cannon basically lets me scramble shit. And whatever's made of reality, I can scramble it. And most things are made of reality.
More things than not until we get into the later worlds.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
But this is where I'm going to get real Looney Tunes, Brian, just an FYI.
That seems fair.
It's going to be very much the painting a hole on a solid rock, but then it becomes a portal to something else.
Of course.
Very Bugs Bunny, yeah.
So again, this will start with two extra boost and two extra kick for you to spend throughout runs. And there are a bunch of mods you should check out that you can make this device even cooler and more broken than it already is.
Phenomenal.
And I love this about tabletop role-playing games because every game I've ever played, I'll look at all the options and I'll be like, obviously, this is the only one anyone's ever going to choose. And totally. Then inevitably, we get to my turn and no one's picked it and it wasn't anyone's first choice.
Yeah.
I love that.
How can that be? And before the most difficult question, Abby, anything else you want to add to your character? Any little tidbits or doodads?
Oh, man. Kind of want to give her braces.
Nice.
Yeah.
Do it.
Because why not?
Congratulations. She now has braces.
Yay! Whoa.
It's that easy.
It's just that easy, folks.
Her parents are artists, but they do care about dental health. It's the one science they approve of.
The one science.
Oils, watercolor, dentistry.
Dentistry.
You can still be a hippie and believe in medicine, I hope.
Yes. Because they generally believe in medicine. And
are you vaccinated?
Very big. Yes.
Okay, great.
They definitely believe in vaccines. And they're really big on flossing.
I just need to call out that I take such umbrage with the phrase believe in vaccines. It's not the fucking tooth fairy.
Where you're like, it's just real.
It's just real, gang.
Whether you believe in it or not.
Do you understand vaccines?
That is it more, yeah. They understand vaccines, yes.
Do you have fun colored bands on them? Or are they the clear ones that look like yellow and then it just makes your teeth look dirty?
Ooh, I don't like those.
No, they're like they're blue and green and like colorful.
Cool.
You got a bunch of them, so it's an easy way to show off personality because you don't get to necessarily pick your clothes.
There you go. Yeah.
I had braces for so long. This game's really getting me all nostalgic in the feels.
Hey, teenage angst. We've all been there.
Universal.
And finally, the hardest thing. Do you have a name for your character and pronouns?
She, her. And her name is Summer Boggs.
Oh, Summer Boggs.
Summer
Boggs.
Wow.
Is this a shout out to our good friend Sage Boggs?
It is a shout out to Sage Boggs.
What a name.
Sage, if you're listening, we love you. Let's hang out.
We love you, man.
I've never met you, Sage, but you seem awesome.
Sage is awesome.
With a name like that.
Hey, Sage, fuck you.
Whoa, Mr. Blaster Slugs. Cool.
Mr. Blaster. Let me go. I didn't mean nothing by it, Mr. Blaster.
Should we all be a little 1940s gangster teenager?
Yeah, my Popeye hat.
Turn out your pockets.
You sound like a newsie, dude.
It's a group name, the Newsies.
Oh my god.
And that is the smarts, everybody.
Midnight Muscadines is a cozy, dark tabletop role-playing game where light and shadow intertwine in a fractured world. Players take on the roles of Marmiteers, brave adventurers who journey into the untamed Wildernight to collect the elusive Midnight Muscadines, craft magical jams, and protect the fragile light of Nim. Through collaborative storytelling and resourceful gameplay, players weave tales of courage, community, and the pursuit of balance. Will you preserve the light, uncover the truths hidden in the shadows, or reshape the balance of the world forever? Midnight Muscadines is perfect for fans of Studio Ghibli and Sea of Stars, who seek to capture the magic of exploration and the heartfelt adventure in a world where small heroes make a big impact. Play Midnight Muscadines as a traditional GM'd game, GM-less, or even solo. Midnight Muscadines is crowdfunding now on BackerKit. Join the campaign at pandeongames.com/muscadines.
I'm Quinns of tabletop role-playing game review show Quinns Quest, and this is Play to Find Out. Play to Find Out is an actual play podcast that brings notorious old games from the 80s and 90s back to the table. Each season of Play to Find Out, I'm joined by Emily Johnson and Rob Morgan.
Good? Nervous?
Yeah.
You both looked at each other really concerned, like you think what's about to happen is going to be unpleasant. And frankly, I think that's rude. And together, we explore the TTRPGs of ages gone by. Our goal? To separate the TTRPGs that deserve to be remembered from those that maybe don't.
Can I?
I don't know, Emily. It was the 80s. A lot of people were on cocaine. We blow the dust from decrepit systems to learn how they work.
Your 100 on the encounter table bursts out. Right, you've encountered a bug. Get ready. Don't laugh.
How does one get ready for a fog?
Don't laugh.
Encounter their unique quirks.
I do finger guns to cover up how I wince.
A weird thing happens as you do finger guns.
Oh, no.
And I'm hoping that the Quinns Quest community will join us in exploring these games too. If you this up, cannot describe to you how much your adventure ends here.
Yeah, that's fair.
Because the best way to learn is to play to find out. Play to Find Out is available now on the Quinns Quest Patreon, but the first episode of each series streams for free on the Quinns Quest YouTube channel and wherever you get your podcasts. Anyway, you failed the earth tech roll, and you made jokes while I was doing my exposition, so you don't get to hear any more.
No. Come on.
I was shooketh.
Next up, we have The Heart, played by our very own Elliot Davis.
I'm going to roll for my look.
Hell yeah.
Okay, we've got a 5 and a 4. I think jewelry. I think he's got a puka shell necklace, honestly.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, my God. I was obsessed with them.
And then 1-1 is minimal. I think that makes sense. It's like very like plain color t-shirts and jeans, and then the sense of style is a puka shell necklace.
Oh my God, you're the hottest guy in school.
Yeah.
Do you have just one puka shell necklace, or do you have a bunch that you change out?
Oh, I have a bunch.
Oh, let me tell you.
And then I'll roll for my family.
Yeah, family.
I want to respect the dice. I did want to get ultra terrestrial, but we're going to respect the dice. very fun.
What does that mean?
Ultra terrestrial is like they're from one of the other dimensions.
Oh, cool. Ooh.
Yeah.
Transfer student.
One and five is boring. And then four and five is small, so I have a small family.
So Abby has the big family of artists, you have a small family of tax accountants?
I feel like they're like city government maybe, like or like small town government. They go to all the
there
town hall
go,
meetings.
Okay.
Yeah. My mom's the selectman.
Oh my gosh.
You know, she's doing her best.
She's doing her best.
Is that an elected position? Was that just her campaign slogan?
She's doing her best.
And what more could you ask of a person?
Oh man. Yeah. So my puka shell wearing t-shirt having boy from a small boring family.
Can you talk about his hair?
Yeah.
What does it smell like?
Yeah.
I think frosted tips.
Oh wow, no. I think he's got one of those sort of unruly mops of hair that is like classic for like teenage boy hot but doesn't know it. who just
classic
like
character hot but doesn't
who can
know
just
it.
Like shake his hand over his hair and then it falls in the perfect way.
Oh my
like,
god. So hot.
Yeah.
I hate that kid.
Yeah, hate that guy.
So your attitude as the heart, you get one boost and two kick. And yeah, let's go look at your traits. You've got one to choose from of five: team player, pep talk, middle finger, intuition, and passion.
I think we gotta go pep talk.
Oh, pep man. Talk. Once per run, refill three hype or clear a slam for a teammate.
Wow.
What do they need to hear the most right now?
I think this is just a really sweet guy. Like, you want to probably hate him when you see him, but he's actually really nice.
Aww.
I imagine he's a guy who just like woke up one morning and had abs, but was also like helping out at every after school activity. It's just a good dude all around.
Yeah. He's a good dude.
This is really giving me Animorphs vibes. This
crew.
Oh, wow.
It's like the crew's reminding me of like the Animorphs gang. I'm just in my 90s, feels so hard right now.
Mm-hmm. It's really hitting. The puka shell necklace got me.
Yeah.
Elliot, let's look at some signature gear. What's striking your fancy? What are you liking?
Signature gear. All right, Jen. Moment of truth.
Moment of truth. Are we all going to pick different things? I cannot wait.
Love it if you guys have been holding on to the same one.
I was thinking robotic companion.
Oh!
Oh, is that what you wanted?
That's okay.
I can go...
Really?
I can go different.
No, you can have it if you want different. It.
Oh my god, so funny.
Well, I think like I had a different thought for this guy in my head when I was leaning robotic companion, and now I feel like I could go for something like skip mode runners or something, so he's bouncing around if you had a real clear
plan. Oh yeah, I do.
Plan.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I will also just say if you both want to have robotic companions and then they have some kind of thing. That can also be
they
a thing.
Have
I'm
a
just
will
saying.
I mean, that's funny.
If the romance of the whole game is the two robotic companions,
hey,
I'm just saying.
Either
I'm
that
not,
or the
I'm not saying you
mortal
should
enemies.
I'd
be a proud parent.
Possibility.
That is pretty good. It's either that or I'm going to go for a photonic jacket and really jock this guy out all the way.
Ooh.
Oh, that's cool.
Give him the cool jacket.
You probably should do the jacket.
Yeah, I think I think we got to go the photonic Leatherman jacket.
Love it.
The photonic, Leatherman jacket displays colors, images, and patterns on the fabric surface. Also, nope slams from lasers and other electromagnetic energy for only one trouble.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
I think it's the jacket that changes to whatever sport I'm playing that season.
It was too expensive to get you all the different Leatherman jackets, so they just got you one that changed with every sport.
Oh my god, incredible.
Exactly.
That's so great. So again, you're going to start with two extra boosts, two extra kick, and there are a bunch of mods. So check those out. We'll be modding stuff throughout the game.
Hell yeah. Oh, I also forgot to roll vibe.
Oh yeah, roll on your vibe table. What's the heart's vibe?
Okay, yeah. Three is everything's political, which is a very funny turn for this character.
Oh my god.
I think he's a full-blown socialist in an era when that's like not really known, but so like people think he's kind of a dumb dude, but then he's just like, well, when you think about it, man, the working class is really being taken every day. Are you all right with me having political commentary if it's in the hard leftist direction?
Hell yeah.
No, I hate the left.
Pure centrist.
Canceled. Anything else you want to add to your character before I ask you the most difficult question of the game?
There is something from someone special on my extra gear, and I think that I have a magic marker from my like older brother that is like I used to write little notes to my friends of encouragement.
Aww. Oh my god, what a sweet
magic indeed.
It's like an extra dimensional marker that never goes dry, I think. It's like,
oh, I need that.
That's great. And the last question, what is your Slug Blaster's name and what are their pronouns?
Oh, you know, my name is Sammy Ribbons.
Sammy Ribbons.
Sammy. Got a lot of S's in here.
Sammy, we do have a lot of S's.
Heart out.
Ha, heart?
Heart.
And then what are Sammy's pronouns?
Sammy's pronouns are he, him.
And that is the heart.
Yay.
Yay.
Heart. So much heart.
So much heart.
More like heart throb.
More like heart throb, am I right?
Ooh, awoo.
Awooga, wooga.
Last up in this crew of Slug Blasters is The Chill, played by Jen De La Vega.
Yay. Chill, baby.
Chill is effortlessness, zen, and going with the flow. You do stuff by feel, press buttons to see what happens, and somehow make even the simplest hoverboard tricks look steezy. Play as The Chill if you want to crack jokes, eat some snacks, let problems solve themselves, and not think too much. You actually have an interesting yes. attitude thing. Because you have no kick,
wow.
Or at least no like innate kick to your playbook, but you have infinite boost.
Right.
You will always be rolling 2d6 instead of 1d6 at least.
That's amazing. So sick.
Which is great. So Jen, let's start out with your look. Do you have any ideas? Do you want to roll on the table?
I'm going to roll it. Let's roll it. We got a 2. We got a 2. And a 4. So that's flashy. We're flashy.
Wow.
And we got a 6 and another 4. Oh, dyed hair. This is great. This is great.
Nice.
Another
nice,
thing
nice.
On the table is trashy. And I really wanted you to get flashy and trashy just because it's just for the alliteration.
So let's see. Flashy and dyed hair. She got short neon green hair, close crop.
Yes.
Like, imagine, like, Shannon Sossaman of the 90s.
Yeah.
And she's dressed like, you know, the best stuff from the Delia's catalog. Like,
oh my God.
The chunky Mary Janes, like, the bootcut jeans, and, like, super, like, a cropped spaghetti strap. That's like
yes.
super tiny.
Hell yeah.
And she's always just kind of like, she's really tall but and lanky and just kind of like got her mouth open. But when she's looking to the side, it's like, oh, it's like she's like a model. Oh, yeah. Doesn't know it. Doesn't know it, doesn't act like
I
it.
Love this crew.
Again, Hoppe doesn't know it. The classic 90s trope.
Whoa, she took off her glasses. Oh my God.
My God,
yeah.
God exactly, smoke show.
Exactly.
Took off her glasses.
She put right. her hair down.
Tell me about tell me about your family.
Family. We got a 6 and a 5. So they're sheltered.
Sheltered?
Oh.
They're sheltered people, I think.
They're doing fine with the green hair.
They're from like way out. And they've just moved to the, you know, the city center and just kind of keep to themselves.
Copy.
They
new
don't,
to town,
they don't have a TV.
Friends.
You know, they don't have a TV.
Whoa.
What's all your furniture pointed at?
it's
what
a conversation
furniture? They just got a bunch of, yeah, a bunch of beanbags.
That's so great. And why don't you go ahead and roll on your vibe table? Let's see what your vibe is.
All right. We've got another 5. Always eating a bag of chips.
So good. Oh
always,
my God.
Man. Always looking for the vending machine.
That's going to be so much fun.
Great
sound design.
Yeah.
Honestly, I love having that.
That's great.
Anytime there's a long pause, I can just have someone pop open a bag of chips.
Crunching.
Ooh. I'll be right back. I'm going to make a sandwich.
I feel like you come over to my house after school and like watch TV and eat like the chip, the good snacks that your parents like won't let you have.
Definitely.
Let's look at your traits. So you have 5. You're going to choose one. You've got steezy, guys, button masher, lucky, and quirk.
Dang. I'm really torn between guys
and Lucky.
They're both really good.
Yeah, they're both really good.
I will say there are ways to get more traits throughout the game.
Cool. I think we'll just start with Lucky then.
Lucky. Once per run, dumb luck helps you. A tree falls on a monster. Lasers miss as you tie your shoes. You unknowingly give someone a perfect gift. It's going to be great.
Unknowingly solves the problem.
That'll be super fun to just me list off a bunch of consequences and you be like, actually, I just got lucky.
Yep.
Let's look at some signature gear. We know what you want.
Yes, we do.
But why don't you tell us a little bit about your robotic companion?
Guys, it's a long Furby that has a slinky middle.
Ah! Oh, my God. Yeah. The perfect creature.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
So,
of course it is.
Yeah. It does the thing where it's on its feet and then it uses hands to kind of somersault around.
Oh my God.
That's disgusting.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love
it. Yeah.
Now this means I've got to buy a slinky to sound design.
Very good.
You just hear that shing, shing.
It's funny because if I had done Robot Companion, it would have been one of those dogs, like those little like eye
slinky
dogs.
Oh.
No. Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Eye dogs.
Oh, yeah.
It's always blinking slowly at everyone when you look at it.
Oh, my
does
God.
Does it have a name?
Oh, shoot.
You can also save that one for session one if you want.
Yeah, I think I might think on that for a minute. Took all my brain power, just that long Furby for me.
I love it.
And it was worth it.
I never got a Furby because when they came out, I was like, guys, the movie Gremlins just came out.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That's they this. Do look... Why would you buy that? Don't have
yeah,
that in
remarkably
your house.
Similar.
Imagine the Furby boardroom when Gremlins came out. They're like,
damn it!
I feel like even like the minute Furbies came out, the consensus from everyone I knew was that they were weird, but somehow yeah. that people still wanted them. Like no one was like, this is the cutest thing ever. I want it. It was always like, look at this weird thing that's kind of annoying. Mm-hmm. I really want it. I don't know how they did that.
I said, no, thank you. I knew I was going to be living in a surveillance state soon enough. I didn't need that shit as a child.
That's good,
man. I have some very specific Furby memories. Like, I know exactly where I was when looking at my first Furby.
That's weird. I'm not going to lie.
It is weird. It's strange. I guess some kind of traumatic memory. I don't know.
Oh, can I ask what color is your... Did you describe the color of the Furby?
No. I think we're just going to go with, like, purple. Like
cool.
A dirty purple.
Mm. Oh, cool.
Dirty purple.
Dirty purple.
Yeah, because it's on the ground all the time.
Yeah.
And it's like faux fur is kind of gotten. I love it.
Fucked up.
Purple and getting purpler. Before we find out your name and pronouns, any last minute things you want to add to the chill?
I think because her family's so sheltered and she started watching more TV, she has like, she wants to have a million nicknames. Like, everyone has their own nickname for her, and she answers to all of them.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to call you Gumby.
Gumby.
I was going to say, are they nicknames pulled from shows, or are they original?
It can be either.
Hey, Arnold.
Hey, Arnold.
Yeah?
I like the idea that anytime you hear any moniker and no one answers quick
It'll
enough,
be
you
me.
Just assume it's you.
That's
oh,
so
my
funny.
God. Incredible.
Can I call you Stoop Kid?
Stoop kids too afraid to leave a stoop.
And Jen, the hardest question of all, what's your character's name and what are their pronouns?
She's she, her, and her name is Ruby Ginto.
Ooh.
Nice.
Ruby Ginto.
Three S's, two R names. Look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Ginto is Tagalog for gold.
Nice.
Oh, cool.
Ooh.
Hell yeah.
Beautiful.
So before we talk about our crew as a whole, the thing that we didn't do that we should do now is form some bonds between these characters. So what we're going to do, we're going to go kind of in playbook order again. And let's actually, we'll do reverse. We'll start with Jen and we'll go backwards.
Woohoo!
So Jen, you'll be doing a bond with Elliot, Elliot with Abby, Abby with Chinook, Chinook with Caro.
Cool. All right.
Great.
Sweet.
So Jen, why don't you go and you can roll on that bonds table.
We got a two.
Mutual goals.
Goals.
Nice.
So what do you think between the two of you? What are your mutual goals?
I think getting out of this town.
getting out of this town. Ooh, I was thinking, like, try to go to the same college kind of things, but so getting out of this town is in that vibe.
I think that those two can work hand in hand.
We're helping each other prep for college apps in 2 years? A year? I don't know how long.
4 years?
4 years?
I feel like freshman and sophomore in high school is peak teenagehood. Yeah. Everything after that starts to get serious, but freshman and sophomore, you're still fucking around.
We both have dreams of the West Coast, I think.
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's crazy because we already live on the West Coast.
It's nuts, man. How much further west you want to go?
Hawaii.
Wait, are we on the West Coast?
We want to go to Hawaii.
So funny.
We want to cross the Pacific and end up back in the East.
You guys are going into various other worlds, hoping to find a portal that leads to Hawaii.
Yeah, dude.
So then, Elliot, why don't you go ahead and roll on that table, and you're forming a bond with Abby.
Oh. One, childhood friends.
Aww.
Why don't you tell me a little bit about that relationship?
Wait, Abby, is it important to you that you just moved to town? Are you doing Australian?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't care. I might be Australian, but I don't need to be new to town.
Cool.
I could just have an Australian accent because my parents wanted a kid with an Australian accent. So all growing up, they used it until I developed one, but then they don't have one.
Oh my God, that's the most insufferable thing I've ever heard.
That's abuse.
I don't think that's how accents work, really, either.
It's performance art, Brian.
Or you're like the person who has like Australian parents, so like half the time it comes out.
Yeah.
Anyway, I love Neighbors as like a childhood friend trope.
I like it.
Yeah. Neighbors is good.
Neighbors.
Did you have the phones that connected with string?
Oh my God, yes.
Aww. Yes, obviously.
100%. And we had a little basket on a string that we strung between our windows so we could pass like notes and little trinkets.
Yeah.
My favorite thing of like kid and early teenage movies was when people had really cool tree houses.
Yeah.
Like I'm thinking, if anyone watched the movie The Paper Brigade, where they had the most insane tree house in the world.
I think there's a big tree on our shared property line that we built a treehouse in.
Cute. Love that.
And we're definitely too old for it, but we still go up there.
Yeah, 100%.
Well, yeah, it's a treehouse.
We all should go up there now.
Yeah.
That's our base.
Our headquarters.
Yeah. We've got a thing that we're going to build with the crew, so that could be your guys' headquarters.
I like that.
Hell yeah.
Toit.
Abby, why don't you go ahead and roll on that table for your bond with Chinook.
Okay. I also got two mutual goals.
Whoa. You want to be an investment banker too?
Well, I was going to say maybe this is more shared hardship, but like both of us kind of are breaking away from what our parents kind of want for us. So I don't know if we want to stick with goals. Do we want our parents to understand? Or do we just want to have it be easier for us to break from what they want from us?
Yeah, I think it's every kid, adult's dream to have their parents understand them and like understand their dreams. Right.
So I feel like our mutual goal is to have our parents understand that like there's more than one way to be successful or to do the thing you love.
Wow. Exactly.
Getting deep.
Your parents can't live vicariously through you. Like they have to let you live your own life.
Yeah. Oh.
Already getting into it. That's gonna get angsty. I love it. Chinook, you want to go and roll on the table for your bond with Kara?
Hell yeah. I rolled shared hardships.
Okay. A different hardship. I feel like we both kind of maybe don't fit in so good at school.
Yeah.
Like, I'm kind of like a little like quieter goth one.
You mean the child investment banker doesn't have a lot of friends?
Yeah. Well,
wait a minute.
Kind of like, so strange.
I'm really popular. Wait a minute. You don't really like me.
Like, odd couple friends.
I can balance your checkbook for you.
Yeah.
Balance your checkbook for your fellow freshman.
Yeah. We're both receiving the bullying, is what you're saying.
Yeah, or maybe not like super bullying, although
we're
that probably comes into a little bit. Yeah, we're fucking mean.
We're the bullies.
No. Yeah, we're like bullied a little bit. We're ostracized. Maybe there's some like snickers sometimes when we pass.
Yeah. They would smack the books out of my hand in high school.
Oh, I hate that.
Really?
I was like, this is so like, all right, fuck you.
Oh my God.
Grow up, you idiot.
That is bully classic. It's not even creative.
It was like this.
But we got our revenge. We're comedy podcasters now.
Yeah, got your ass. I don't remember the kid's name.
Got your ass.
The ultimate revenge is getting on a tabletop role-playing game actual play podcast.
Yeah. No one can bully us now.
Yeah. Exactly. Got his ass.
Got his ass.
And finally, Carol, can you roll on this table for your bond with Jen?
Yeah. I'm glad I get to roll one.
Yay.
Okay. Ooh, I got a 3 well-kept secret.
We have a secret.
That's Ooh. Fun. Okay, What's one, I could secrets. Think, this is a pitch and we can totally find something juicier, but I was thinking like your parents, since you're so sheltered, like you come over to my house every day after school, mm-hmm. even though you're not allowed to, and just like eat junk food and like watch TV. And yeah. my mom's like, I made you guys like, here's more fruit roll-ups. And I'm like, mm-hmm. thanks, Mom. And then, but you're just not allowed to, but we keep it secret from, and we like, when
yeah.
my mom's always like, you have to ask her parents, you have to ask Ruby's parents if it's okay, like let me talk to her, and then we just fake the voice.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Like, yeah, she can do it.
Oh definitely.
So but that could be our secret.
I love that. Yeah.
Okay, great.
I use academics as an excuse for hanging.
Yeah.
Oh, late study group. Well,
I'm in the math. Perfect.
That's fucking great. So the next thing we're going to do is build our crew. The first thing we're going to do is choose our brand.
Oh.
So some of the brands are Shredders, Hackers, Good Kids, Punks, Partiers, Weirdos, Couriers, Ultranauts, and Underdogs.
Yo.
Is any of that striking anyone's fancy? And each of these is going to have some bonus stuff for your crew track.
I like Underdogs.
I like Good
That's
Kids.
What I was thinking.
Yeah, I like Underdogs.
All right, fine. We can be Underdogs.
What did you want? What do you want?
No. I said Good Kids, but Underdogs is also good.
Good Kids is also good.
No. Let's do Underdogs.
We are kind of good. Described us as like
I was
real
gonna say,
rebels,
we could be Underdogs who do good.
Underdogs are usually good, right? There's never like an underdog. You're
they
like,
both
you
feel
fucking
like the same
suck.
Thing.
Well, I'll say, so here are the things you can get from either of them. So for Underdogs, you get +3 crew style after runs where you get in over your heads. And for Good Kids, you get +3 crew style after runs where you help others or take a stand.
We should be the Weirdos.
which is +3 crew style after runs where you take an unconventional approach.
Yeah, I want Weirdos.
Oh, I like Weirdos, actually.
Weirdos is fun.
Yeah.
All right, yeah.
Let's be the Weirdos.
Yeah, we have a homeschooled kid.
I like how you heard the style bonus for Good Kids and you were like, fuck.
Helping others. No.
No, we want to be weird. We have a weird homeschool kid and the child accountant.
So in addition to your various tracks and arcs, there's also going to be a crew track that we're going to be tracking together. So as you kind of gain style and trouble, you can also spend to advance that track as well. There is also a shared resource of hype for your crew that includes 2 boost and 1 kick per run. So that's shared throughout the team if anyone needs it. The next thing to pick is our hangout spot. But you guys were already saying the treehouse.
I
don't
want it to be the treehouse. Yeah. But I'm open to rolling or other suggestions.
I'm cool with the treehouse.
I think we found the treehouse naturally. Let's go there.
Yeah, I love that. Plus, that's such a funny place for like high school kids to hang out because everything's like a little small. Yeah,
everything's too small.
It's true. It's a little cramped in there. Wait, can't stand all the way up, especially Jen.
Yeah.
Whose house is it?
It's shared.
It's on the property line.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, between Summer houses. And Sammy.
Okay.
And does the clubhouse have a name?
Oh.
Yeah, I was thinking just the fort. Ooh, fortitude.
Oh no.
Maybe it's like just called the fort and we keep coming up with
new names.
We just keep suggesting things, but nothing ever really sticks. So really it's just the fort, but we're every couple of days someone's like, what about fortitude? And like
it's got
like, yeah. Three of the five of us are like maybe.
It's got like seven different slats that have been nailed over.
Yeah.
Yeah, with different names.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Love that. I also love the idea of like you got like, oh, I'll race you to the, you know, the park. What do I win if I get it? You get to name the fort. And then everyone's like, nah, that name sucks. Cool. We also get to pick a starting perk for your crew. So some starting perks.
Oh, the grit has final say on our starting perk.
Oh, yeah, yes,
this
do.
Is. Oh, this is actually. Oh, I actually forgot about this. So each of you has the final say on a certain section of this.
Oh.
So for the brand, the guts actually has the final say.
Okay.
So Shenouk, you're the one who won weirdos.
Hell yeah.
You get to pick weirdos.
Good job.
Nice. I did it.
For the hangout. For the hangout, the chill has the final say.
Oh, sick. Oh, wait. You have to pick two?
Oh, no. The hangout was going to be the...
The treehouse.
The treehouse.
Yeah, yeah.
But you
yeah.
but you have the final say, so if you want to pick a different thing.
No,
but
it says pick two
on it, doesn't it?
It says pick two.
We have two.
If you want to pick a second one.
Here, yeah. I'll just roll for a second one. Somewhere. It says somewhere. Wait, no.
Somewhere.
An abandoned building. How about the disused remodel, the gym that they're remodeling at school?
Oh, yeah.
Cool. Yes. How many years have they been remodeling it?
Like a decade.
Yeah.
Like, school board hasn't approved the budget, which is why we were forced to skate outside.
Mm-hmm.
The next thing we have to pick is a starting perk. The grit has the final say on this one.
Tight.
Yeah, you get to pick either masks or advanced portal tech. What are you feeling?
What are that's like what we just wear masks?
Oh, so masks are like things that can help you like breathe in various worlds.
Oh.
So like nanofilters, CO2 scrubbers, stuff like that.
Whoa.
And then advanced portal tech helps you with more portal discovery. Because again, you're not going to know all the paths. You're going to have to find some. And it also helps you get through like thicker walls of space-time.
I think I'm going to go with advanced portal tech. That just sounds like super useful for Wily.
So that grants you plus 1d6 to portal discovery beats. Nice. So when you're trying to discover new portals, it's rolled a bonus d6.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Karo's a anti-masker.
Canceled! Let's go through factions. So everyone is going to get to pick a faction that we have some kind of relationship with. So we'll start with... Oh my god, we're going to start with me. I wasn't prepared. I have to pick a faction that is already in our way. I'm going to go with Doorways. Doorways is the concerned parents group that is against...
No!
The lambs of this world.
Wow, lambs.
Throwback to a Patreon game that we played.
The Grit. You get to pick a faction that already trusts you.
Okay, I'm going to pick a crowd that is the Mavens. And I think, like, I'd kind of already like us to have fans. Like, those are our fans. And we have trust with them, and we're a cool crew.
Sure. The Mavens are the activists, punks, and diehards. They value community and standing for something. I think, yeah, you've got a little bit of clout with this very small group.
Yeah, and they really like Sammy's, like, political views.
There you go.
They're, like, they're big into his, like, leftist politics.
Fuck yeah.
Next up is the Guts. Pick a faction that we've already somehow annoyed. That we get either -1 or -2 with.
I think if we have fans, we should already have haters too.
Oh, true.
Hell yeah.
Obviously, they go hand
haters,
in hand.
Haters, haters, haters.
So maybe the heads, and it's -2. The heads are the more clean cut nerds, athletes, aficionados who geek out about slug blasting. Think of it as a sport and value skill, chops, innovation, and professionalism. They hate us.
Fucking
squares. Is this
squares.
Like your old crew you hung out with because all your parents are friends?
Yeah, I think crew is a stretch. I'm just, I don't care about them and they're mad.
They want your approval so bad. The smarts, pick a faction that you've studied for plus one.
We're going with DARA. Dimensional Access and Research Agency, a privately owned government-funded particle physics lab that I would die to intern at. So I've been really reading up on the very little publicly available knowledge because they do a lot of secret stuff.
Love that. The Heart, pick a faction that a friend or family member is a part of, and you can choose either plus or minus one.
I think that I mentioned Sammy has a brother. I think his name is Rusty, and I think he is part of Null Range, which is the anti-establishment crew. Ooh. And I think we're a minus one with them because I don't think we're hardcore enough for them. Because they wage total war on, like, DARA and the other authorities.
Mm. I also want to note that Null Range is stylized as a zero, like a knot with a slash through it, and then R-A-N-G, so it looks like orange. So they're...
Yeah, I was thinking Null Range.
Null Range.
Zerflange.
We are nihilists.
We care about we are Nazis.
And then the Chill gets to pick a faction they know from being in the right place at the right time for plus one.
Can they overlap?
Yeah, you could like make something even higher or...
Well, so the Smarts is obsessed with DARA, but the Chill actually knows somebody at DARA.
Yeah, if you guys want to make DARA plus two.
Yeah. Tight. Like literally standing at a vending machine with a physicist. Do I know that you know someone
no,
on the inside?
Absolutely not.
And you have never put two and two together to be like, oh, she'd love, actually I should have
no that she has not put this together.
No, I love it.
That's so funny. And the last, I'm gonna pick one more faction for us because I'm gonna go pick a sponsor. And I'm going to say, I'm going to do a Harddecker, which is a clueless blue collar brand that just happened to get made cool.
Nice.
They're like how skaters love Dickies.
Right.
It's, yeah, Carhartt.
Yeah.
Where they're like, we don't know how to advertise to the kids, but they seem to have figured us out. So maybe we just let them keep doing
it. We just make
it.
Quality workwear.
Yeah.
I'm going to say you guys have plus one because everyone has plus one with Harddecker right now because they're just trying to figure this out.
Nice.
Great.
And they got a lot of money.
Yeah.
They got a lot of money. We're going to save the map drawing piece for session one or maybe between session zero and session one. But the last big thing we need to do is come up with a name for this crew, which I'm sure is the most difficult thing in the world.
Woo!
But a table we can roll.
There is
we
have
there
a table.
Some awesome, there's well-designed table. Tables we could roll on.
If only.
Oh, and who has the final say on...
The Heart.
The Heart has the final say.
Yeah.
Oh, I like
so
it.
So, Elliot, why don't you go and roll on some
I'm
going to
roll on this D66 table, and then maybe just we use that as a prompt.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is a 5-4 noun and noun.
Okay.
Their example is scab and solder.
Yeah. What are some nouns we're feeling?
I'm trying to think of like skateboarding words.
Rip and no.
Well, you guys were R and S's.
R and S's.
Rip and tear.
Rip and shred.
Yeah,
rip and sip.
Rip and shred. Rip and shred.
Rip and shred. Rip and
sip is good.
This is giving me real Team Pup and Suds vibes. If anyone remembers Brink.
Yeah, barely.
Oh man, come on, guys. Team Pup and Suds. That should be required. That's gonna be a what? Patreon exclusive. We're gonna all watch
it. We're gonna watch it together.
Brink.
Yeah. Oh, a live watch along.
Okay, rip and shred's a maybe. We got any other thoughts for noun and noun?
Scrape, roll, manual, gravel, scrape and, scabs.
Scrape and grab.
Scabs.
Rough and stuff.
Skim Rad into the dad.
Rhyming. Union organizers.
Rubble. Union organizers.
Rabble.
The union Hammer organizers.
And sickle. The union.
Hammer and sickle.
The union organizers is kind of tight. Hammer and sickle is honestly pretty
bad. That's really funny.
Slug and Sons.
Slug and Sons.
Oh, Slug and Sons. We are all sons of the slug.
There are sons of
Blaster and Co.
I mean, what do you want to name it opposite of what your family does, though?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's true. That's true. What do we like as a group? Money and...
Money?
Well, you guys are the weirdos.
Well, we've got our
we are the weirdos.
Guy. Yeah. We're the weirdos, yeah. Slip and Slide.
Slip and Slide.
Slip and Slide.
We are the weirdos.
This could also be a thing, like, you've had trouble naming your fort mm-hmm. for the past 15 years.
and Jen's character is always looking for a new nickname.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So this maybe could we're literally just, be like, a thing the no-names or...
Today, our right. name is...
I'm just reading through some of the suggestions, and some of them are so funny, like the Wet Reds.
Ew.
Yeah. We could also roll a different one and see if we've got a something speaking there. Let's roll one more and see what happens.
Let's see.
I've got okay, 44 is super short.
Skate. Just skate. 3 exclamation points.
Just 3, just the number 3.
3.
Huh?
3.
3 piece. But
there's, or just 5 there's for us. There's 5 of us.
5.
Oh, 5, that's five. Right.
What about the chicken combo?
The 5?
I like, I don't know if Chinook was saying this as a bit, but I like, huh?
Yeah.
Huh? Huh? With pretty five good. Huh? Yeah. Question marks?
Huh? I could get down with huh?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
That's pretty anti-establishment. I like that.
What's your crew name?
Yeah.
Huh? Huh? What's your crew name? Yeah, what's your crew name?
I said, what's your crew name? I got to write it on the paper for the tournament.
Huh?
Is it an acronym? You're being deliberately obtuse.
Huge upper.
Yeah, I'm in.
Hogs.
Deliberately obtuse.
Huh?
Deliberately obtuse.
Huge, huge union hogs.
Nope.
Huge, I like huge union hogs.
I say let's lock in, huh?
Yeah.
Let's lock in, huh? The heart is locking in, huh?
With 5 question marks.
5 question marks.
5 question marks. Yeah. One for each of us.
Yes.
One for each of you. Hell yeah. We've got your crew. We've got your characters. Your fame in this game is going to start at 0. You are mechanically nobodies, but you will slowly gain on that.
The H-U-H in huh is in the shape of the slinky robot companion.
Boo, yay!
There we go.
That's
we found it. We found it.
Got little doggy ears on that first H.
Great. So... we have our slug blasters.
Woo! Woo!
Let's just real quick. I'm gonna call out your playbooks and just remind us of your character's name. We've got the Grit.
Yeah. I thought you were gonna say our names. Siren Stanfield.
Hell yeah! We've got the Guts.
Roshane. Wait, can I retcon one thing?
Yeah.
Instead of slug on like the brand, can it say blaster slugs? Blaster slug? Blaster
yeah,
slugs.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Blaster slugs.
2 G's on slug?
Yeah. 2 G's on slugs.
2 G's on slug. So the Guts, what's your name again?
Oh, me. Roshane. Roshane Blaster Slug.
Roshane Blaster Slug. We've got the Smarts.
Summer Bogs.
We've got the Heart.
Sammy Ribbons.
And we've got the Chill.
Ruby Ginto.
Woo!
And this skate crew, collectively known as Huh? With 5 question marks, is going to be kicking it off next episode of My First Dungeon. We're going to be starting off in the town of Hillview in the universe of Null. The universe is so boring, it was just called Null. And the town of Hillview is not called Hillview because it sits atop a hill, but rather because you can see a nice hill in the distance.
Wait, I love that.
That's so good.
It's over there. I can see it.
That's so good.
And that is all for this episode of My First Dungeon. Tune in next time as this rad skate crew tries to grind their way into the history books. And as always, remember, if you're having fun, you're already doing it right. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. Bye. Huh? See you next time.
Huh?
See you later.
If you're hearing this, that means you listen to every last second of this episode. And if you simply cannot wait until the next episode drops, you should head over to patreon.com/myfirstdungeonpod and become a member of the Dice Pool. Fish! For just a few bucks a month, you'll get cast talkbacks, original games, and a full-length bonus actual play each and every month. As of the end of 2023, there's already over 20 hours of bonus audio, plus a whole bunch of other goodies to enjoy. So head on over to patreon.com/myfirstdungeonpod and jump on into the dice pool. We'll see you there. Splash!